This is October the 9th, 1993. We're gathered for a meeting at the mailroom. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. You'll note this is the only time she ever has trouble finding her mouth, is when I need to speak into something. If it were a spoon, it would work. Or a fork. Or if I weren't anywhere around. Welcome home. Welcome home. I'm Hatton. I come in the light of God. I need to remind you ones and identify myself from time to time. We're having some hard pressures brought forth against us. It's a time of great, great change. And I had hoped that we would be able to have a little bit of a debriefing before we began this meeting so that we might be able to clear up questions. And we're certainly ready to just fiddle around here until it all comes together anyway, however you wish to work this afternoon. I would not have wanted to not have a meeting this afternoon because many of you have come a very long way. And you ones who continue to participate with us, the door is just beginning to open into our more massive mission. I know that it seems, and we have done a lot of speaking, a lot of writing, received a lot of ballistic missiles. It's the time of sorting, the time of opening and understanding what this mission is about. It's a time of incredible disappointments as you have to witness ones move away from you and both deny and denounce you. And ones want the perfect answer. What is this? What is this? Who do I follow? What do I do? You follow God and the truth. And it will make itself known to you. Well, don't others bring truth? Those who accuse you of being false sound pretty good in their accusations. Truth will stand into infinity. And if you fear that which you stand upon will not, you better get out your books and go within and get your foundation back in order. The lessons each time we meet seem to be harder. I seem to get wound up a lot faster. It's because you're running out of time. And we reach a point where we must sort out who are our friends and who are our enemies. Most of our enemies don't even realize they are. You are in a brainwashed world, totally trained, and farther than that, you think you have a right to make your own decisions about what you think how you act, and what it means. You have every right to act and think any way you choose, but it doesn't necessarily make it right. It's a time for inner guidance and questioning of motives, journey, and where your path is going to lead. I will personally be very, very glad when we get past some of these more obnoxious boulders in the pathway. We really don't need to continue to struggle with US&P, for instance. Does it matter anything about US&P? Yes, it does. Why would that be? Because everything that is in direct defiance of the higher cause is a problem. When it invades itself onto you. The University of Science and Philosophy is not a problem. They have every right to be whatever they are. And I honor that. And it has been a great sorting of personalities, individuals. Always the questions come back. Well, what about Giandriana? What about Merkel? What about George Green? What about Desiree? What about Bo Brights? What about them? They're choosing their way the same as you. Well, does it mean that George, in his continuing lecture and seminar circuits, does that mean he's lying about things? About the way of the world and the hierarchy and how it is working and coming to a head, you can be very sure that most of what he offers is absolutely correct. The problems come at a personal level in which the ego would denounce or trounce on God's troops. And do I think that he deliberately is destroying himself? No, I don't. I believe that he believes exactly what he says, with one exception. As to the actions involved, he knows jolly well for sure that he lies. That's his prerogative. In the end, it matters not. Truth will stand. I'm going to repeat something for you ones who are always in a quandary about this. Well, there's denials there, there's denials here, I'm sitting here right now with Dorma talking about this. Can't seem to get away from it, because these are the first questions that flood the mind in the audience in this room. Part of you are back to consider the possibilities. This is a false teacher. And all the speaking in the world telling you, I'm not a false teacher, will not make one iota of difference. And what would I advise you to do? Try to sort out whether Dorma can live in two worlds, or whether there's truth and reality here. Listen. Listen with your heart. check out the game. You were just in Las Vegas playing the games. That was a gamble. This is not. This is the biggest transition of your expression. Look who gains. Look who stops the word of truth from reaching you. From onset, this goes for Mr. Green and all of the rest of you. I never said it would be a rose garden. And I never said I was a fortune teller going to bless you with brand new information never spread around your planet. Because there is no new information to spread around your planet. And if I spread brand new information around your planet, I would not have any of you in this room. We very, very carefully and methodically went about utilizing information already available, regardless of what you are told, either from the University of Science and Philosophy or Mr. Green. Mr. Green, as the publisher, was responsible for clearance with all parties of which their information was incorporated. He was the publisher. And he chooses to use whatever argument he wishes. Well, you gave me hold harmless. Ah, so. Dorma never gave him any hold anything. And if in a court of law, Hatton is not recognized at all, then why would anything signed by Hatton be recognized? So how long can we go on with this legal crap? Not very much longer, because I want to tell you something. It is so intertwined in this new world order that it's time that we must put these games aside and get on with something that may allow you some survival. And in these instances, I would advise you to listen to Mr. Green every time he opens his mouth. Now, why would I do that? Because the information he is pouring forth, he got from me. And from his new insiders. And from the new groups with which he plays, who would never accept him or me in my higher form of truth. They know it all. They know it all, with one exception. They like to josh about being all in that concentration camp together. Good patriots. Well, I want to tell you, good patriots, according to the term, in definition, is not one of my troops. Because you cannot tell patriotism from your enemy, or you would not have allowed this to come upon this blessed nation. While you've been learning about corporations and go through the whirlwind with Jack Miller, we just continued to write about that same old dreary, nasty, get us in trouble subject. Who are the communists? Where did communism begin? What is behind communism? And you will find every time the Khazarian Zionists. Right up through the protocols and right on into the Plan 2000. It's all laid out there for you to see. And all those players are becoming very, very evident. You have just witnessed it in Moscow. I'm going to tell you one little thing that Mr. Green touts out there. You see, he was back to Washington about 3 weeks ago. Or was he? Anybody know where Virginia is in relationship to Washington, D.C.? You find that interesting? But he went back, according to him, to visit with his old buddies. He will be introduced as a real estate mogul, a millionaire, one who was on the inside, one who was in the in crowd, and then they'll talk about his position of being financial campaign advisor and manager for Carter. And he will pass on through this very casually. He will tell you right now, he just did, less than 4 days ago. All the radio audience, that he is also a banker, an economist. Someone says, oh, did somebody say you had a bank? And he said, yes, I own a bank. This is the same one that keeps sending out packets to all of you as to how bad the Eckers are. What they are trying to acquire at your expense. I just want to remind you, they don't have anything, and he's trying to get yours. The Eckers could have left here and let this institute fall into receivership. You would all lose, and they would walk away, having been unable to do anything else about it and be free of the headache. These are the times of choices. Loyalty and allegiance, not to a blind cause, but to the reality of what in the world is transpiring here. And still, if that is the journey you wish to make, make it. Nobody is going to condemn you or curse you. We are going to tread very, very firmly and forward. We will offer you whatever we can to help you get through this with some of your assets. That's what this meeting was about. It will hold for you if you use the tools being brought and shared with you. You are marching to Zog, my friends. I don't know how else to put it. There is a laughing reference made in Washington, D.C. amongst the, quote, insiders, end quote, at the massive amount of restructuring and contractual work. Building being done, construction, massive enlargement of the Russian embassy. Anybody find that interesting? And when asked, what is that? They will tell you it is the new U.S. capital, Russian embassy. The new capital building of the United States of America. You can play with this, you can deny it, but it's going to catch up with you. Anybody know how much money is pledged to Russia? Guaranteed to Russia? Anyone in the room, just speak up. $30 billion, of which $13 billion has already gone to them. Already the first $1.2 billion has been forgiven, marked off the roster, and another equal amount dedicated to them in addition. But not to worry, because just yesterday, you know, Truth and Justice will out. Did you hear? The FBI is not responsible in any manner whatsoever for what happened at Waco. Those awful Koreshians committed mass murder and suicided themselves, set themselves on fire. There was no October surprise and no reason to even investigate another inch into it. What's the matter with you? Once again, you're hanging your yellow ribbons while your young men go off to play in Somali land. You've cut down on your military defenses. This does not just mean the United States of America. For every practical purposes, you have no United States of America. You are a satellite subdivision America. All the way through. Free trade, forget it. You are simply a suburb of Israeli Russia. And I'm doom and gloom. Not for my people. You're headed for glory land. God has seen fit to allow us to bring and share with you the gift of life itself. And your enemy calls it swamp water. We'll see on evacuation day. That's why you're here. Both to allow yourselves the emphasis within of the truth of it. God would not leave his people without messengers and wayshowers. And I've been writing on hard, hard subjects, hard to confront. You can see it happening all around you. Mystery illnesses, I even have an amusing one about that. Willie works at a hospital. Mike sent over a fax. They were alerted to watch for ones coming in with symptoms of, let's see, what was it? Organic phosphatosis or something. Did you read the symptoms? Anyone want to share those symptoms? We didn't bother to bring the paper. It's valid paper. But it goes along and it says this, 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 and meiosis. Any nurse in this room, any doctor, anyone here want to tell me what Miles's is? There's no such thing as Miles's. There is mycosis. There is myositis, the latter being a major inflammation of muscle tissue. That could fit with the other. Lacrimations, watery eyes, these other symptoms, basically flu-like symptoms. So you could have myositis, inflammation of your muscle tissues around your body. But pay attention to mycosis. That is a fungal infection. And you have blended fungi with bacteria and virus, and you have a new killer. And they know it. They don't put hospitals on alert status for a head cold. And what a marvelous way to bypass the major, major symptom. Misspell it.
Remember, there was one item in that dispatch that had to do with bananas. It was our band Musgrave that was doing the job, was getting fruit, and peaches, apples, bananas, mostly. And so the only one that we should be worried about is bananas.
I have no bananas today. But we'll take it into consideration.
Commander, may we have a pause? Thank you for the pause.
This is better.
Maybe we can hold just a minute. Give us a quick test, please.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
So we're clear.
We have the mic on now, so it will be a better recording. And we're clear. Go ahead.
I'm always torn on an afternoon like this when beloved friends have come back to visit with us. If I get onto the subject of spirituality, which is what you all are about, I sound like the preacher on the soapbox. If we go diddle-doddle around in business and a continuation of the situation in your world and what is happening in Somalia versus Bosnia, we can talk about these little incidents and instances around the globe. I can talk about the earthquake in China, in the area where you were bargaining for bases so you could study and wipe out the cosmosphere bases. We can talk about the little incidents of what in the world is happening with all the satellites you launch. And now you're going to find you had an explosion on your last shuttle at takeoff. these just kind of drift through your awareness and go on by. What you witnessed in Russia is not what really is taking place in Russia. In fact, I find myself wondering if you ones, especially you ones who think yourselves to be Jews and aren't, I wonder what you think about these writings. How dare ones be bigots? Don't you see you are the first to be sacrificed? Always it has been thus, as these tricksters come and steal your heritage, your truth, your religion, your lives. There is nothing Jewish about the Khazarian Zionists. They created, orchestrated, and manufactured communism. And when it is convenient, we call it something else. And nobody wants you to know that. Well, the truth is out, my friends. The ones and the would-be rulers of your globe, your physical expression of life itself, in this dimension, are playing their cards now. Now. You will watch it happen in Somalia. Don't send more troops or you send 3,000 more. Ah, but what's the latest? Oh, but we will do business now with Mr. Adid. Anybody get that one? You are children of the lie. And for we who have to speak truth, every day as we sit to write, Dorma has to confront whether she can stand this one more day. She does exactly what you do. She sits there and says, Hatton, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't think I bargained for this. I didn't know this, and I don't like this. You are used. And the camps wait while the Capitol building is being refurbished. You can see it in the United Nations. You witnessed your own downfall in Moscow. What do I mean? You witnessed a complete and total do away with any constitutional law. Right or wrong, I'm not here to argue right versus wrong, good versus bad. Those are perceptions you're going to have to come into for yourself. But there was total disregard of any constitutional right of the people of Russia. When you bring an M18 tank and fire on your own parliament building, it only points up the inadequacy of the ones carrying little handguns. And ones who would ask you to gather up your arms and march on Washington Who do you think's going to be holed up in that Capitol building and in that White House? And do you think that you are going to be able to rout them with your pop guns? Our friend Jack here this last week said, I was really good with the pea shooter. And some are good, like David, with the slingshot. You think you're going to stand against a particle beam that is pulling, absolutely eating your satellites? There is information in the World Bank satellite system. Technology, not information. I misspoke. There are hand-sized portable units that can be put into a plane, put into a helicopter, and fly the area, and they can pick up every dollar bill note you have. Oh, it must be that new magnetic strip. No. There is more magnetic ink on your old bills, my friends, than in that magnetic strip. And from a satellite in what you call space, they know exactly what kind of bills you have, where you have them buried, if you have them buried, wherever you have them stashed. They can tell by the density of the stack exactly how you have it arranged.
Hey, Commander, is that what these helicopters have been flying around past Ben Bakersfield with their little beams shining down at night?
No. They know you ones don't have any money yet. They also know where you stashed your gold and your guns. They don't have to go door to door with a metal detector. They may do that for show. Not when the United Nations troops under Russia get here. Now, we keep turning out these journals, so I'm going to remind everybody in range of this voice, this tape, it was never to be any other way. When I honor someone enough to use their information, that is an honor. It is not plagiarism. You have to know truth. And ones who would bring you into the unjust system of the courts of law over such a thing are not your friend. I am not going to quarrel over what is God and what right any of us have to know about God of light. I'm tired of that game. We finished another journal today. And because we wrote on that this morning, I think I'll ask Oberle to read it. And then maybe we'll have some thoughts that will come for a little bit later discussion. You're marching to Zog, my friends. The drumbeat is overwhelming anymore. You've got to know your enemy, because he's at your doorstep. Cold War, no. You have no more Cold War. You are on the brink of nuclear disaster. You are going to have a nuclear war. The plans are right now being established to set it up and start it off right in the Middle East, just as always has been planned. So what could Somalia have to do with this? The Middle East is right north of Somalia, my friends. Do we need to do some changing of this microphone setup?
It seems to be okay.
How about your tape?
That seems to be okay.
Good, let's take a 10-minute break. Let's move about and get some circulation going. Trial and error. Well, we've got our youngsters that were missing settled, so maybe I can get full attention from my speaker. It's a little bit hard. Shall I let that one have the last word? They always get it. We have EJ and Dorma's youngest two daughters in this room. Welcome, Tracy. I'm not as weird or far out as it may seem. Court, I'd like for you to come up here. I promise not to hold your hand. I just hold Maya's hand. And break wrists and fingers and things. Well, I'm batting 100. Did we learn something?
Yes.
It will come when you need it, especially if you will use it. And don't hesitate to ask. You're going to have to share this journey. You're going to have to raise your level of interrelationships. And for goodness sakes, you're going to have to be discerning, because you can be undone by the friend that claims to be your friend and is not. But to make this work, there has to be honor, integrity, and trust. Can you see how by having someone in your business arena who is not really your friend, and what incredible damage they can do to you? Do you also see that if you have followed your instructions and you do your job to perfection, it will hold right into a court of law? If you are not out there trying to selfishly glean for self and can put that ego aside, you are going to be secure. If you cannot do that, you're going to be caught in a trap. They lay these traps for you all the time. On the other hand, those same traps ensure your security and protect you behind them. Now, ones have been wanting to get at EJ and Doris forever here. They are the prime example. They don't have anything. They won't ever have anything. And then they don't have to worry about it. What is it that you want from your journey? Does that mean that no one around them can have anything simply because they seem to have gotten here first? And she is my speaker. No. You can have great abundance. Depends on what you want. If you have to have it all to be a big shot, you're going to be very, very sorry. If you handle that which is gifted unto you because it's all God's, that is bad news. But it is all God's. And if He chooses through your labors to reward you, He expects you to be stewards of even the personal gift. Do it right. I am not as nice as God to you. I am the commander of one of the biggest missions ever brought forth. It makes it hard on you ones who work with me. It most certainly makes it incredibly difficult for you who function as my hands and feet until I can attend that myself. Do the families, do the friends have to suffer the slings and arrows of everything thrown at my people? No, most of you will, through unknowing guidance, keep your distance until the safety nets can be set into place. Sometimes in the immediate families of ones such as Doris and E.J., the children have to be kept in ignorance at a distance. Until I can get you into my protection. There should be question. There should be doubt. Sounds like some religious thingamajig going on. No, it has nothing whatsoever to do with religion. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Religion. Everybody in this room would be very wise to find someone who passes